Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, my mom was supposed to be in Paris right now, but they stopped her at the gate and her boyfriend is in Paris. But because she's not an EU citizen, she's here. So I'm going to go. My mom's coming up. My brother and his daughter are coming over. My son, I'm going to pick him up from St. Augustine. He's recovering from his injury. So the whole house is going to be full. And I want you to come up. But so that's why I got this house. When I saw a house guest, bad house guest habit, I thought, oh, because I kind of feel bad for my husband. Because I'm like, do you want me to pay for you to go golfing somewhere? I feel bad. He's going to have a house full of my family.
Yeah.
You know, then I invited you. So,
gee, thanks.
But a new survey reveals the most hated house guest faux pas. Okay.
What you got?
I don't do this often, but do you always remove your shoes? 20% of people say it's a faux pas if someone comes in their house and doesn't remove their shoes. I don't often ask people to do that.
I don't remove my shoes, although I was with somebody who would always take their shoes off before entering the house, and then I started doing it. So then I have like a collection of shoes in my garage.
Right. My son always takes his shoes, and he's got his shoes at the end, you know, but a lot of people do that. 90% of people said it would be rude if you ask for the Wi-Fi password within 30 minutes of arriving at your
I'm
host's house.
I give out the Wi-Fi. Why would it be rude? It's the Wi-Fi password. If somebody wants to
because
get a Wi-Fi.
Because you're there to visit, okay? You're there to visit. So you shouldn't be getting right onto your social media.
What if you want to post pictures
about your visit?
About the visit
exactly.
On your social media.
Okay. Now, do you believe in showing up unannounced? My husband doesn't mind showing up to people's because we ride around in the evening on our side-by-side.
Uh-huh.
And he'll stop at someone's house and knock on the door, and it horrifies me. 51% of people say it's okay to show up unannounced. See, I don't. That's almost half. I think that's terrible.
I have nowhere to go. So, of course, I'm not going to, like, just knock on somebody's...
Well, if you had friends, I mean, just imagine it that way. Okay, so
right.
Here are the two worst things. You want the three worst things that you could do?
Give me three.
List.
Do it. Come
They're
on.
Disgusting.
Quick. Let's go.
Number three.
Uh-huh.
Go and poo in someone's bathroom.
I would never do that.
Okay. No, but how do you have to when you're just there visiting?
Nice to see you. I got to go.
Number two, just breaking wind, not in like someone else's
Blame
house.
Blame it on the dog.
Blame it on the dog. That's what my dad always did. And the number one worst thing you can do in someone else's house is wipe your dirty hands on their furniture.
Oh, I thought it would be like look through the medicine cabinet when you're in the bathroom. I do that all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why?
I've taken so many things out of your medicine cabinet, you just don't know about it. Worst house guest habit. Hi, good morning, Ray. What you got?
Take over your house and they assume that they can do anything they want. But particularly start cleaning your house. They start doing things that you wouldn't normally do.
Did you just say cleaning the house?
So they're cleaning the house, something you wouldn't normally do, but you're going to stop them from cleaning your house? That doesn't make sense to me, Ray. This is why we're still going to be 10th.
What I'm saying is they take out the dust thing, the Swiffer dust thing, and start cleaning off your shelves and everything else like they own the house.
Well, they might be trying to tell you something. I mean,
Ray,
let's look at the bigger picture here.
Let me tell you something. My sister is coming with all of her kids and her husband in August. I would love it if she would pull out the dustpan and the broom and do that in the house.
Well,
she
don't hold your breath.
She doesn't even do it in her own house.
Right.
Okay? Just being honest.
It's just when they take over your house.
Right.
When
well.
We appreciate
that, buddy. Hey, thanks for listening. We love you, and we appreciate
do.
You calling.
All right, I'll talk.
All right. Hi, good morning, Magic 107.7.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say what the worst thing that somebody can do is insult you and your paint colors. Because my best friend did that one time. She insulted my paint color of my door. She said, oh, what an interesting color, green.
It's so funny that you mentioned that because yesterday I actually was telling Leslie how I painted my guest bedroom glistening gray And then she says, well, it looks lavender to me.
Well, it does have... well, first of all, why did you think choosing a painkiller with the name Glistening in
the title?
Anyway,
it's not about me. It's about your green door.
By the way, my bedroom is painted gray as well.
Glistening gray, though? Does your gray glisten like Jack's? Because his he glistens.
It does shine. It's glistening, but... It's just me.
Okay.
Well, does yours have a little sparkle in it, Chad? Does it have a sparkle in it?
Of course it has a sparkle in it, Leslie. I painted the damn walls. What's your name?
Sheree.
Sheree, thanks for calling this morning. We love you. You have a great day. Spread that sparkle, Sheree. Hi, good morning, Magic 107.7. Worst house guest habit.
They don't leave.
They don't leave. Yes. It's like, hey, we're just going to be here for a couple of days. 3 weeks later, it's like,
Yeah.
So what do you plan on leaving?
And then it's like, get off my couch. You've got to go.
especially
if you live in Florida. Oh, my God, people you don't even know that say your relatives come visit you.
What's your name?
My name's Joanne.
I'm sorry,
I got laryngitis.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning. We appreciate it, and we hope that you have a great Wednesday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sierra. Bye-bye. Chad and Leslie.